if I watch this series consecutively behind, like, one after another, maybe then I will understand it. You know, I'm a Marvel fan, but I am not deep into the lore. So it is difficult for me to follow some of these movies, these shows that have a lot of twists and turns, or maybe like history in the making, or like the show refers back to previous episodes. So I'm gonna attempt again to. Hey, I'm popping on here to let you know the ornament clue of the day. The ornament that is on my tree that I'm describing for this week has a shape within the ornament that is the shape of an arrowhead. Maybe you can guess what it is by now. Stay tuned for more clues. And oh, I think I might have shorted you guys. I didn't give you another clue. I didn't give you a clue yesterday. What else? Let's see. Within the ornament. No, that's too easy. The ornament has a sheen to it, so you can see every fold and wrinkle of the fabric. Tune in every day, you guys, for more clues. Bye! Yeah, I'm wearing my flip-flops. You might not be able to hear them over all these beautiful bugs. Nature at its best. Wow, this is touching. Oh my gosh. Maybe that's why I didn't watch it very well in the first place. I don't like sad stuff. I'm gonna keep watching. No name for someone whose kids die? What? Oh my god. Even though I'm watching this for the second time, I still don't know what's going on. I was paying attention at first when there was all the action, when Captain America was flying around every which way, but now I don't know. I mean, maybe I just need action pack right after another back to back, but like the dramatic parts, I don't know. Maybe I need to rewind. Episode 2. He's gonna need super strength because he's a superhero. When the man is sitting down talking to this lady in the middle of this football field, weird place for an interview, he's gonna need super strength because I don't know. And then he just jumps out the plane like, I'm good. I don't need any help. I don't need a parachute. I don't need any kind of, I guess that's okay. Oh, okay. So, what? So let me know. So Bucky's left arm is his special arm. So because he was falling and hitting the trees, then his left arm can break all the many branches and all the force that they're hitting him with as he falls out of the plane onto the ground through all the different types of trees in the forest, elm trees, Cretaceous trees, oak trees. So none of those very tough branches could break his left arm. This might be something that's been gone over before in the Marvel world, but let me know what the left arm does, because I might not have watched all the Captain America movies or any of the other movies that Bucky/Winter Soldier was in. hit me up on my Instagram page, enlighten me. I'ma always need a little bit of enlightenment about Marvel, because like I said, I like Marvel, but I am not, definitely not an expert in what the, you know, all the canonness of it. That Falcon is good. He didn't even clip a wing going through that door. He flew through it like a bat out of somewhere. Right. Didn't even hit, just up and away. Rewatch this show with me. Go to your provider, your Disney provider. Rewatch this show with me. It will inspire you to be the best you can be. So, Captain America is not understanding where he fits into the new Captain America doesn't understand what part of the game he's supposed to be playing. Clearly, he doesn't understand that he's supposed to be on the side of the good superheroes. This is shocking to me. I mean, when they gave up the shield, how did the information not get passed on to the next group of people, the next superheroes, that you're supposed to be on the side of good, not evil? How would the Winter Soldier and Bucky need a ride? Can't they fly? Can't the Winter Soldier just pick up Bucky and fly to the next place they need to go to? Do I not understand? Look, I guess we've pretty much come to the conclusion that maybe I have some gaps. But I think that maybe they could actually maybe fly. Why do they need to take a ride? Why do they need to get in the Jeep? This Jeep. So for me, if a car rolls up next to me, I usually keep walking and maybe even start running because it's unsafe. It's unsafe. Stranger danger. I do not want to be approached by different people that I don't know trying to give me free rides, especially when we just maybe, if I put myself in this place of these characters and we had just fought against some crazy characters that could be part of either like wizards or aliens or big threes. If I just fought a mission with them or a battle with them and we didn't do awesome, I don't know if I want to get into a car with them. I don't know. Be Steve. Nobody can be Steve. Just remember that. Remember that new Captain America. Just slammed that door much harder. Slammed it harder, faster, louder. Bye! New Captain America. A little red handprint. How many locks is on that door? They got like a regular security gate door, a chain link fence door, another lock. They have enough locks to keep people out. But you know, the thing is, they're a superhero living in a superhero world. So like, all the superheroes that, or the fences that could come against this mystery organization, probably could break through all those doors with like their pinky finger, with their left arm, Bucky, tied behind his back. Their backs. Yay, diversity. You can be a good guy. You can be a bad guy. You can be a woman. You can be anybody you want to be or are, and be a role in this show. Yay, diversity. We need more of it, more of the time. Well, I don't know if you can just do that. I don't know if you can just roll up on somebody and take a shield that you gave to them. Slow down. People's minds unraveling. Plus, we all know from the beginning of the first section of this show, the first episode of this show, Bucky was already in therapy. That just says a lot, that, you know, he might need some mental support. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody needs mental support sometimes. But some of the ideas that might come to him might be from a place of anger. Say, Isaiah, I'm gonna ask my magic eight ball. Magic eight ball, is Isaiah more mad than most people or equally mad? And my magic eight ball slash generic, actually it's generic. I don't know what it's called. This, let me see, I can't see the bubbles. Hold on. Bubbles, hold on. Oh, wait. Wait, I can't see it. It's really not coming up to the top. Why are you doing this to me? Okay. It says the... Oh, wait, stop. I think I sugar too much. Okay. Wait. Let me see. I gotta get in the light. Oh, this is not... The bubbles... It's like I sugar too much and there's too many bubbles. Wait a minute. Oh, yes. Magic 8-Ball says yes. I would say that's not an answer to the question I asked the Magic 8-Ball. Magic 8-Ball? 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 That's not what I asked you. So I'm going to try another question. Let's see. What? I wasn't paying attention. They arrested Bucky? Oh, see, you gotta do that court mandated stuff. Oh my gosh, it says now. Okay, focus and answer and ask again. Focus and ask again. If you have a question you want me to ask my 8-Ball, go to Instagram and drop it in my post for today. Yeah, it's all my stories. All caps, ABENA, all caps, LOL, okay, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Pinterest, and you can find me on Facebook if you can. You know where I should be watching this? Because then I would be concentrating. I need to be at the drive-in. I love a drive-in theater. You can eat all the popcorn because I love popcorn. Check out my popcorn page on Pinterest if you want to know more. I love going there because it's outdoors. I like being outdoors and there's fireflies and you can see all the movies. And sometimes it's a better deal because you can get two movies for the price of one. There's usually like a double header. Double movies played together, two movies that are played back to back, and sometimes the first one is good and new and the other one is like really old. So yeah, double feature. The therapist asked the miracle question, what is the thing that you would want to do, would want to happen, would want to see when you wake up? If you close your eyes, go to sleep, and have the best sleep of your life, let me know what you would want to happen. Let me know. Follow me on Instagram, and then post your answer underneath my stories. I'm watching this, and as I watched this, it was going to be a sunny day, and now it's raining. I was watching, and then all I heard was thunder outside. Then I hear, and out of nowhere, rainstorm. Oh my goodness. Get away, bug. Oh my gosh. I'm going back in the house. Walker, so gruff. He and the Winter Soldier and Falcon and the Winter Soldier just came out of a serious situation where they were talking to their therapist. This new Captain America, Walker, is so aggressive. He's just like shutting them down. I don't know. Wow. So aggressive. So much gruffness in the voice. I mean, just because someone's against you, I mean, well, not with you, doesn't mean they're against you. So maybe Bucky and Winter Soldier, Bucky as the Winter Soldier, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, maybe they can work together in their own way and help them from afar, like on a side, like a parallel position, like a parallel journey. Maybe they can parallel each other. Maybe they can all work together. Captain America, new Captain America. New Captain America and his sidekick, who I don't know his name, and then maybe the Winter Soldier and Falcon can work on the same problem from another angle. I mean, working together parallel might work, because sometimes people can't work on the same team because they just got too much energy, too many different thoughts. I'm trying to solve Marvel problem with, like, I don't. Wow, breaking things. I mean, how that man broke that. Like, how did he just knock it over? Like, did he use the superpowers? What are these people? Are these not people? Are these, magic eight ball here. Let me ask you, what are these people? Are these people they're fighting, or robots? Or wizards, or what? Let me see. What is it saying to me? The middle part is like a white, not triangle. It's like a multi-sided, three-sided, triangular prism. And there's a plastic window I can see through. But it's kind of, I've used it a lot because I need a lot of advice. So it's kind of getting older, and the fluid inside is making it harder for me to see the answer. It's making it harder for me to see the answer. Let's see. No, they're none of the above?
No,
human
hide.
Okay. Okay.
Not a chance. Walk up this avenue leads.
I know where you're going with this. No.
So that's the end of episode 2. Okay. Look, as I'm watching this through for the second time, I definitely get the impression that I did not pay attention from the first time even more. When I was watching this show, this series, the first time, I was doing laundry, I was washing dishes, I was making dinner, I was waiting patiently each week for it to come out, and as I watched, I was busy. So unlike WandaVision, where you can kind of just know what's happening even if you're not listening, there's a lot of detail in this show, in this series. There's a lot of detail that you need to listen and pay attention and watch it. So now I'm sitting on my couch taking it in, and the show is good. It's good. On to the next episode. This is rated TV 14. Okay. I'm taking in. Oh, wow. They just went for it. Bucky just flew into the dashboard of a moving vehicle. His arm, left arm, of course, hanging on. Dramatic. Previously. That's what happened previous to this next episode. Okay. Okay. All right. Magic 8-Ball, another question. Is this binge watching of Falcon and the Winter Soldier going to change my mind about my first viewing of this show? Let's see. Blue bubbles, dispersing. Magic 8-Ball is blue, so that's why it's blue bubbles. Okay, what do you know? It didn't even come up sideways on one of the triangles. It's in the middle, so I can read. Yes, and I can read. Wait a minute. some other things. Like, what else does it say? Whoa. Oh my gosh. I can't see it. I gotta get by the light again. Okay. No, I'm not turning the light on. I'm going to the window. Okay. Oh my gosh. Come on. Okay. It says focus and ask again. I'm focused, man. Very same question. Is this reviewing going to change my opinion of this show? Because I really didn't have an opinion. I just didn't think I paid attention very well. Cannot foretell now. Oh, well, that's not helpful. Okay. All right. Back to the show. That was disappointing. Back to the show. Do you know who I am? This Captain America needs to calm down. He is causing problems where problems don't even exist. He's aggressive. Nunu, Captain America isn't as composed as the other Captain America that we love. And no, I don't know if I like him. I don't know if I like him. Beginning of the first, no, this is not the first. I'm still sitting here. It feels like one episode because I've been sitting here so long. Okay, so beginning of the third episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Right. Fancy. Wait. That. Right. The beginning of the episode of Phantom. Wait, not Phantom. That's my fish's name. If you guys don't know, I have a fish. His name is Phantom. He's beautiful. He's on my Facebook page. He's pink. He has beautiful, like, flowing fins. He is a beta fish. I'm a beta fish mom. And he's my beta fish baby. Beta baby. Yes. Okay. Anyway. Falcon. Not Phantom. Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Episode 3. Opens to the new Captain America doing all the wrong things, not being able to speak a different language, having to rely on another character, his sidekick, to interpret what's going on. The new Captain America is aggressive for no reason, using violence for everything. He has a quick temper. He is not like the old Captain America, which we know and we like a lot. So from that, I mean, the first opening scene was in a stressful situation. They have come across the bad guys. The people, the characters, we don't know if they're people or entities or superheroes. We're not sure at this point, but they've come across them. They are now in a unsafe environment with graffiti everywhere and people doing what's not every which where. It's colorful, it's dark, it's dank. And it's a stressful situation. I could see how this might call for violence, but I think that the new Captain America is foreshadowing his. Don't let this be spoiled. If you haven't seen this show yet, I might spoil some of it. So, spoiler alert. Stop now and return to one of my other episodes that I have on my Anchor page or on my Spotify page, where you can listen to all of my podcasts or on any device that you, not device, but any platform you like to listen to. My podcast is on Anchor, Spotify, Overcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. It is on, you can listen from the comfort of your couch like I am doing right now on let's see, Apple Podcast again. You can also listen on Breaker. You can listen on Radio Public. You can pick and choose any which way you want to do it. So anyway, back to the show. I wasn't paying attention. Who is this dude? Fake guard at the prison? Why are we at the prison? I was talking and I wasn't listening. I'm not rewinding. I'm not rewinding. I'm paying attention now. Do not make me Google what is happening. I've already got so many questions I have to Google. I'm going to make a list. I'm going to add my list in the description box below this episode. All the questions that I may have walked away from this binge watch where I'm reacting with. She has a heart. The lady with the beautiful curly red hair has a heart. She's not just a demon. She's not just a character that is breaking everyone's back. No, she gave someone a kiss. Wow. We are so dynamic as humans. I'm not sure if she's a human. There's many aspects to us all. We're not all bad or all good. We can be people who are robbing people on trains, and next thing you turn around, we can be in an infirmary, in a hospital, caring for our loved ones. That woman is an onion wrapped up in an enigma. Pills of onions peeled apart in between the onion pills is life. This city is beautiful. Is this a real city in episode 3? Is that a real city in the real world? Or is it like Wakanda? That bridge that they're crossing. Like, after the lady and the girl, there's a bridge they're crossing and driving underneath an overpass on motorcycles. Like, the scene before that is so beautiful. I don't know if that's real or not. Now they're at the club scene. And the lights are so beautiful. There's some most neon-ness. Is that a green screen? That's not a real place, right? Right? So it's that sound, and there's a song playing, and then there's just like neon, pink, yellow, green, all the neon colors, all the lights. And they're like, you know, doing like walking in, like, I'm cool. This is almost like a MTV rap video, something. We are cool now. We're with this other guy who is part of our crew. Maybe this isn't real. This man has tattoos and big gauges in his ears. Maybe we're not on a different planet, because this is taking place on Earth. Years after people have returned, after the big snap. Right. Oh no. We don't need any rattlesnake. I would not want any. No, thank you. I'm good. I don't need any of that. And I would suggest to anyone, if you go to a bar and they try to give you rattlesnake, you say no too. Because that is a dish you should only eat at a restaurant where there is cleaning facilities, knives, and all the necessary items to prepare that. The bartender's face looks disgusted at the fact that they ate, what is that, rattlesnake innards? That's a bad sign when the people that serve you something are looking at you crazily. So, yeah. Ew. Hello? Magic 8-Ball? Will I ever eat rattlesnake innards? Okay, I'm shaking. Shake. Okay. Oh wait, something's happening. they have angered another group of people in this bar. There is fighting. There is slapping. There is yelling. Oh, there is filming with phones. Times have changed. People are not getting out of the way in this bar. They are steady filming like they're about to put that on Instagram. About to post that to Instagram. Okay, let's see what it says. Wait a minute. Man, okay. Every time. And it says, bubbles, get out the way. It says, I can't see the bubbles. It says, so it shall be. Oh, so maybe I will one day be confronted with a snake, and I can't foresee this and take a taste. I don't see myself doing that. But you know, you guys, I saw a snake the other day. I was walking home in the dark, you know, from the pool. I was walking home from the pool, and there was a rattlesnake. Well, you know what? I don't know about snakes, but it was a snake. Let me tell you, it was from my fingertip of my middle finger all the way up to my elbow. It was a big, long snake. It was not thick, like not like 4 inches wide. Like, I've seen snakes like that in the zoo, and I've seen snakes in real life that are about 2 inches wide at my neighborhood. Of course, Arboretum. I love the Arboretum, but that's a story for another day. That snake was huge. But this snake was not a gardener snake. It was in between a gardener snake and, wait, it was thin, like about 1 inch. It had green stripes on, you know, green and yellow stripes interspersed, you know, repeating. It was attempting to go from the asphalt of the street to the grass part of the street where the sidewalk connects. It was unable to do that, and I was running, so I didn't know what happened. The scene ended. End scene. Because I was running at that point, so. So I was watching Fast and the Furious F9, and there was an older lady in it. I forget her name. Helen Mirren. Okay. And I was impressed that they allowed her to be all the things Helen Mirren is. And in this show right now, there is a woman who's also in that age group who is doing all the things. So it's good to see people in roles that you would maybe not expect them to be in. Times are changing, and we, like I said, more diversity, more older people, more diverse people. It's always great to see, because the world is not full of the same people. Oh, they shot the older lady. It's happening. It's going down. Oh, those are weird screens behind. Fire. No. What's that say? I couldn't read that text. I don't even know where my remote is anymore. Man, I've been sitting here too long. I don't even know. I can't even go back. I can't even fast. You know what? Rewind. Too late now. More excitement is ensuing. More motorbikes. More running. Forget it. I just won't know what happened. I wasn't paying attention. Ow. Watch along with me. I am watching in real time. If you binge watch the whole series with me, you will be able to hear my commentary as I go along with me. You can take the ride with me. Watch in real time with me. Go to your Disney Plus app on your TV or phone. You can get my commentary on the whole entire series right here together. We can consume this media together. Follow along, watch with me. I will comment as I watch this series of programming. I will comment on the series as I go along in real time. in real time, I'm going to be watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier. You can follow along with my comments and give me your comments as well. Follow me on Instagram. Show me your pins on Pinterest. Tweet at me on Twitter. Follow my your I'll follow your comments on those social media platforms. You share this experience with me. Is it raining? So let me check. I've been sitting here for a moment. And plus, I need to stretch my legs. Oh, it's drizzling now. Not like it was before. It's not a downpour. The plants look lovely. My roses look great. My lavender plants, now they're really taking off. They're really getting the roots. I can tell because they're starting to spread. That looks good. My sage bush must be at least 2 feet tall. Okay. But it's not really spread. It's like growing in a circular pattern. I got it as a small plant. And it's planted in the right place. It's in the sun, half sun a little bit. It gets sun most of the day. Anyway, enough. I digress. So no, it's not raining as much. Okay, I think I need a beverage break in a little bit. I'm gonna go back to watching this, but I think I will need a beverage break. I think I'll need a beverage break as well. Watch along with me in real time. Cue up your streaming service. Watch The Falcon and the Winter Soldier with me, Abena. Thank you for riding along, viewing The Falcon and the Winter Soldier with me, following along with us here at the Abena is in the House show. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for getting to know my magic blue 8-ball better. Hopefully it will be making more appearances on the Abena is in the House show. Let me ask one last question there and see. Magic Blue 8-Ball, will you be continuing your reign with me here? Continuing your visit with me, I should say, at the Abena is in the House show. Oh, you know what? I'm not even joking. Through the bubbles, the haze, and the old blue water inside of it. It showed an absolutely yes. Yay. Thank you. If you enjoyed this, like this show. Follow along. All my social media options are listed in the description box below. Have a great rest of your day. Jump in the comments, jump in the conversation, give me a hello, and bye. Bye, guys. Bye. So at this point in the series, I realized that Captain America has gone crazy. Stop it! Captain America! New! I will not address you as Captain America. New Captain America! Stop it. He ripped his wings off like Maleficent, like the scene of Maleficent where that man rips her wings off. It was like that. Stop it. Stop fighting. We should be on the same side here. My goodness. This is the ultimate showdown. Who is right and who is wrong? It's over. The shield is theirs. You have lost your mind. They're slapping you, slapping the taste out of your mouth, slapping you back into reality, waking you up, shaking up your soul. Get it in your mind. You are the evil new Captain America. You will never, ever be a hero. The shield is now in the rightful owner's hands. I paid attention. I like the series.
What happened to these?
You can't cook and you can't do laundry while you're watching this series because the nuances are lost. Pay attention. Take it in. Enjoy the series. You will like it if you're a Marvel fan like me. Abena. Of Abena in the House fame. Fashion moment. Okay, so the girl with the red curls is wearing... Carly is wearing a sweatshirt that is kind of an off gray, doesn't zip down. She's wearing a coat that is multicolored. Looks like it's like a tweed material, maybe a wool. She has a braid down the front of her hair. She is fierce. She is wearing boots. She is wearing black jeans or pants. I need that look. I'm going to find a picture. I will pin it to my Pinterest. Follow me on Pinterest to see. Click. Click, click. Cocked. Loaded. Ready. Now what? Are you on our side or not? Click, click. I can't trust him, says the Falcon and the Winter Soldier Falcon. Click, click. Oh, that's not Falcon. That's the other one. Winter Soldier. Click, click. Can we trust you? Oh, he actually shot. He pulled the trigger. Wow. Okay. Oh, and he held the bullets. Wow, he's fast. He's amazing. Did he held the bullets? Did he catch them? Did he just keep them in his hands? I'm not sure what happened in this scene. If you know what happened in this scene, did he catch the bullets? Did he have the bullets? Did he take them out the gun? I'm not sure. Let me know. Working on a boat. They visited Mr. Isaiah. The same old was discussed. The American story. The history that we all know is touched upon. I'm glad it's touched upon in this story. Black history is America's history. Black history is America's history. And you cannot tell it without telling the whole truth. So it's awesome to see it here in Marvel playing out in a popular venue. It's great to see that. It's great that the makers of this series care enough to do that. Episode 5 is where the truth comes out. Captain America, new Captain America, has to confront what he has done. He talks to his friend Lamar's family. He figures out what he must do psychologically to confront his demons. I don't even know what he's going to do next. I'm looking at him. He's looking at the cap sign here on the wall of this building. It's like a poster that's up, glued onto the side of a building. He is no longer the Captain America we were hoping he would be, but he still was a person who was decorated in the military, who had a friend that was also integral to his time in the military. Somehow they were friends. They went through a tour of duty, maybe mini together. His family, Lamar's family, seemed to really value his time with Cap. They recount how he talked about the captain. And we're at this point, we don't know what Captain America is going to do. New Captain America. We don't know what he's going to do. We don't know. They left off there. The scene ended. And what is next? What is next? Only 6 episodes in the series, which is enough, I guess. I mean, we can always take more Marvel. You can always make more episodes. We will all watch. I will watch. I'm sure people I know will watch. So we're here. We're at episode 5. There's one left. Where do we go from here? We are now at home more in this episode. We are not out there in the world fighting that Carly's crew and worrying about all the ills of the world. We are now worried about what is going on. We are being shown what is going on here at home in America in the future. Are we facing the same racial divide, economic divide? What is going on? We're focused in on Falcon's actual issues at home. So what happens from here? Are we going to turn outward again towards the world's problem? Or we would just stay focused here on the ones that are facing him locally with his family and neighborhood? She has gone too far. She's talking about killing the hostages. She is like what the man said. The man that was with... she has gone too far. Why can't I think of his name? She's gone too far. She is willing to sacrifice innocent people for her cause now. She has gone over to the dark side. Wow. Wow. This is a turn of events. She is losing her heart. Oh, wow. I don't know who to root for. New Captain America, John Walker, just got beat down by Carly. Am I rooting for Carly? I mean, to see a grown man who is kind of washed up at this point in the show try to beat down a young woman, as a woman myself, as a lady, I have to root for the woman, for the girl, for the female. And it's weird. This show, this series makes you do that. You don't know what side you're rooting for. Who is good? Who is bad? Is there any ultimately good side? Is there an ultimately bad side in this fight? I'm torn. I am torn between both. In each segment of this series. Is New Captain America bad? He's trying to save people's lives. This truck's about to fall on him. People are in there. They're going to die. He's trying to save them. Who gets it? Who gets it? Who gets it? Who saves them? Is that the hero? Who knows? Stay down is the line that I will remember from this series and episode. To see Carly with a gun. For me, this series is no longer about Falcon or Winter Soldier. It's not about those two anymore. It's all about Carly. She goes from a person that is one way to almost, she almost gets to the edge of the turn into a person that is the other way. But she gets killed. Spoiler alert. But she doesn't make that turn. She stays the person. You can see, though, that she might flip. She stays goodish. But if time went on and she wasn't killed, then where would her character, would she become a supervillain? One of the three they've talked about through this whole series. Would they have to attack her later on down the line when she grows into an older woman? Would she become one of their major enemies? I am ready now for the U.S. agent. Yay! Isaiah Bradley, a Marvel hero, a U.S. hero. Magic 8-Ball, I have one more. I have one. Magic 8-Ball, wake up, wake up. Yeah? I have one last question for you. Okay. Magic 8-Ball. Are you going to be my co-host? Shake it, 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 shake it. Go, Magic, go. Let's see. Oh my gosh, what's it say?